We're now going to hear from the leader of the City Council. Earlier this week, I know he was quoted about the importance of public debate, and we saw a number of children coming to the Market Square to protest for Victoria Leisure Centre. I think it's very important that the voice of Nottingham is heard, and I know that John Collins is very much an advocate for that. May I introduce, please, Councillor John Collins.
Okay, thanks very much. First of all, can I just join with the other speakers and say how proud I am that Nottingham is to become the first speaker's corner established outside of London. And I do think it's important that local people have that opportunity to debate and discuss the issues that are important to them. But of course, none of this is actually that new to Nottingham. Even as recently as the 1960s, there was an informal speaker's corner in the square. And what you can say is that in many respects, Nottingham's history has been one of kind of bloody-minded determination to think and to be different. It's a history which, when you look back, has been characterised by radicalism, a wish to think differently, non-conformity. And when you look back at our history, there are those examples right back over the centuries of that difference. You've got Robin Hood obviously, but there's also the Civil War, where the standard was hoisted above the castle, and then a number of years later, of course, the locals burnt the castle down. We had the Chartists, and Nottingham elected the first Chartist Member of Parliament, Fergus O'Connor. The Luddites came from Nottingham. And of course, Byron and D.H. Lawrence, radical authors of their time, lived and wrote in and around this area. So all of that, part of our radical history. And more recently, we've got examples too. So Alan Sillitto, whose Saturday night, Sunday morning, spelt out the "Don't let the bastards grind you down" attitude of many of the working class in this city. We've had old Big Head, Brian Clough himself, and we'll have the statue up there only in a matter of months. We've had Shane Meadows and other filmmakers and playwrights in the area. And of course, even in the 1980s, the Nottingham Miners, who, right or wrong, stood out to be different from their colleagues and workmates up and down the country. So that's Nottingham's history. It is one of difference. It is one of standing up and being counted. And I think that's a fantastic tradition for us to draw on. But as a city, if we're to make progress, look into the future, it is important, I think, that we draw on that past of determination, of bloody-mindedness, and that willingness to think and be different. We need to draw on those traditions, but we need to channel it into the kind of entrepreneurialism and the kind of imagination which will bring wealth and opportunity to this city. However, I believe for creativity and enterprise to flourish, what we need to see in this city is free speech promoted and protected. Not entirely unfettered free speech, because the rights of minorities and the weak and the vulnerable need to be protected as they already are in law. Nor, I have to say, misjudged, because the right to free speech is often exercised at its best when it is exercised with judgment, tact and diplomacy. But free speech remains a basic right and must be so if our society is to sustain and develop. So fundamentally, I think that Speaker's Corner is an opportunity to ensure that we promote debate and discussion. Debate and discussion with each other, and debate and discussion with the decision makers. And it's based on a belief that association between citizens and the free exchange of ideas and opinions can only be positive for this city. So that's it. I've had my say. Speaker's Corner will give you the opportunity to have your say. I hope you take the opportunity. All of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.